Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. You know, that feeling when you scroll through your phone at dinner? Or wake up in the middle of the night checking notifications? Yeah, I get it. We're all swimming in a sea of tech, but sometimes it feels like that ocean is dragging us under with its endless demands and guilt trips. Today, we're diving deep into something really important: letting go of the shame and guilt that comes with our technology use. Ever feel like you're constantly being judged for how much time you spend on your phone? Like there's this invisible pressure to be more productive, more present, more digital minimal? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's time to break free from those shackles. First off, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Technology is a powerful force. It can connect us, inform us, entertain us, and even help us manage our lives. But just like any tool, it can be misused. And when we feel overwhelmed by its demands, that's where the guilt and shame creep in. We start to think we're not strong enough, disciplined enough, or simply good enough because we're spending too much time on screens. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those negative feelings. 1. Recognize the societal pressures. We live in a world obsessed with productivity and constant connectivity. It's easy to feel pressured to keep up, but remember, there's no one-size-fits-all definition of success. Your worth isn't measured by how many likes you get or how quickly you respond to emails. 2. Focus on intentionality. Instead of feeling guilty about your screen time, ask yourself, what am I trying to achieve? Is scrolling social media actually bringing me joy and connection? Or is it just a way to numb myself from uncomfortable feelings? 3. Create boundaries. Set clear limits on your technology use. Designate tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. Schedule time for activities that don't involve screens, reading, spending time with loved ones, taking walks in nature. These conscious choices will help you regain control over your time and attention. 4. Practice self-compassion. You're human. It's okay to slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up if you spend a little too much time on your phone. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend in the same situation. 5. Celebrate your wins. Every small step towards digital minimalism is a victory. Acknowledge your progress and celebrate your successes. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and inspired to continue on your journey. Imagine this. You're at a family dinner, everyone's engaged in conversation, laughing and sharing stories. But instead of being fully present, you find yourself constantly reaching for your phone, checking notifications and scrolling through social media. You miss out on the connection with your loved ones, feel a pang of guilt, and then spend the rest of the evening berating yourself for not being more mindful. Sound familiar? That's exactly where shame and guilt take over. They rob us of enjoying the present moment and create a vicious cycle of negativity. By letting go of these negative feelings, we can reclaim our time, attention, and ultimately, our joy. Remember, technology is a tool. It's up to us to use it consciously and intentionally. So, take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and start enjoying the simple pleasures of life without the constant weight of guilt and shame. Remember these key takeaways. Break free from societal pressures, be intentional with your tech use, set clear boundaries, practice self-compassion, and celebrate your wins. Each day is a fresh start to build a healthier relationship with technology. So, take charge, stay curious, and keep exploring the world of digital minimalism. Ready to dive deeper? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Join our community on social media, and let's continue this conversation together. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.